I think a lot of it comes down to a choice in adversity to either turn toward God in gratitude for who he is and call upon him to meet our deepest needs as only he can, to say, naked I came from my mother's womb, naked shall I return, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. That was key to Job. He was going to maintain a perspective, a trust in God. And I've had the very experience you're talking about where dear people have experienced adversity and all they feel in response to it is, why, God, after all I've done for you, after trying to serve you. I had a man tell me after his wife had been murdered, and to say the least, that's a traumatic event that I cannot relate to, the degree of his pain. But his response was, we taught Sunday school. We took our kids to Christian school and Christian camps. We volunteered for a ministry that helped the needy. We did all this, and this is what God does to us. And of course, as initial pain, you know, God totally understands how somebody could respond that way at first. But sadly, this man, last I knew, had still not moved on, and I hope by now he has, to really turning to God as a source of comfort for him, as his wife, you know, certainly would have wanted him to do, and as his children need him to do. And I think that it's just a decision. Are we going to feel a sense of entitlement? And we live in an entitlement culture, and often entitlement churches, where we feel that God owes us, the world owes us, everybody owes us. And if we get realistic and we look at what the Bible says, and we honestly believe that what every single one of us deserve is hell. Okay, if we can grasp that reality, and it's absolutely true, every one of us deserves hell, then what that means is the worst thing that can happen to us, the worst day of our lives, is actually not going to be as bad as we deserve, because we deserve an eternity. Amen. Now. And Christ has delivered us from that. So what this means is that if I'm saying I want what I deserve, you just have to cringe if you're going to say that. I mean, if you're thinking correctly. No, that's the last thing you want. You do not want what you deserve. We do not deserve salvation in Christ. We don't deserve the grace of God. So I think if we then turn it around and say, you know what? My life has actually been much better than I deserve. The grace of God is at work in my life every day. And even in this, the worst thing that has ever happened to me, God is with me. He's, and Scripture says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. He's causing all things to work together for good. Those are just three verses from Romans 8. And there's a whole lot of other chapters in Scripture, too.